Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud. We left off in daf Tesam and Beis. We're five lines from the bottom of the page. Daf Tesam and Beis. We're at Va'amar Rav Yosef. So says the Gemara. Va'amar Rav Yosef. We just quoted another statement of Rav Yosef, so that leads us into this statement of Rav Yosef. Va'amar Rav Yosef. Ploni Ravau La'onso. Who va'achar mitzar from the hargo? If a person says that someone was rovea him, it was a male rape of him. So he says that he was victimized by somebody else raping him. So he, together with another aide, could be mitzarif to kill the person who raped him, who assaulted him. Luritzono, but if he says that they had a homosexual relationship that was a consensual relationship, that he said that he never, it was not a rape at all, then Rasha huva Torah amar altashis Rasha aid. Well, then the person who was the victim, so to speak, the recipient, is a Rasha, and therefore he can't be an aid against the other person, even if there's a second aid together with him. It doesn't make a difference. He's a pasul aid anyway, because he's a Rasha. Tosfos points out, there is a Gemara later on in this Masechta, we're going to get to in a couple of weeks, that discusses what kind of Rasha is Pasul Eidus. So someone who steals, we know for sure is Pasul Eidus. What about someone who's Mechal Shabbos? What about someone who tells Lashon Hara? How do you determine when someone is a Rasha who's Pasul Eidus? So there is a Shita in the Gemara that Rava says, Zdafka Rasha D'chamas. It has to be a Rasha for monetary issues, a person who steals. But stam, a person tells a lot of Lashon Hara, it doesn't necessarily make him a Rasha D'chamas. So a person engages in homosexual activity, why is that a Rasha D'chamas? According to Rava, L'chara, that shouldn't be the type of Rasha that passes the person from Eidus. So Tosfos points out over here, V'afagav de Rava by Rasha D'chamas per Gzeborer, even though later on Daf Chavzayin we're going to see that Rava says the only one who's going to be passed to Eidus is a Rasha D'chamas. Hi, kimo Rasha D'chamas, who? He says this person is considered like a Rasha D'chamas, just like a person who eats non-kosher because he enjoys it. How, why, in what way is that similar to a Rasha D'chamas? Kivan sha'over lahana asa al das kono. Someone who, for his own personal benefit, for his own pleasure, is willing to violate the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for a little bit of pleasure that he gets from eating the velos, the pleasure that he gets from being nirva, from a homosexual relationship, so he's willing to go against what the Ribbono Shel'olam says. So Mustama, he's willing to go against what the Ribbono Shel'olam says for a little bit of money also. And therefore that is considered a Rasha D'chamas. But wait a second, the Gemara over there says that someone who's chashal al arayos is chashal eidus. If you're going to tell me that someone who's chashal al arayos, that someone who engages in arayos, is considered a Rasha D'chamas because he's doing it only because it's pleasurable, so how come it says over there that he's chashal eidus if he's chashal al arayos? So Pirish Bekuntros, lav dika sahadi shaba al erva, el shu gaspa arayos misyachri mahen. No, over there when we say he's chashal eidus, we're not talking about someone who we know for sure has been doing anything. We just know it's a person who's been having yichud, not that he's necessarily been even getting any pleasure. If we know that he's been getting pleasure, so then that's a Rasha D'chamas. That would be someone who's pasul eidus. But it's someone who we just don't like his general behavioral patterns, but we have no evidence of any pleasure that he's been receiving from the leniencies that he takes. But doesn't the Gemara ask on that? Wait a second. How can it be that you're going to whip a guy 40 times and you can still say he's kasher le'edus? If we're only talking about a guy, what do we mean whip him 40 times? We're only talking about a guy who has yichud and we don't like his general behavior, but we have no hard evidence against him. So how can you say we're talking about a guy that we give malchus to? So says to us, yeah, ha'inu mishum de malchun al yichud kol arayos chutz me'esh esish. The malchun al otov ha'shmua. Because there is this concept that we give malchus even for yichud. That's what we must be assuming, that we're giving malchus even for yichud. So we have no evidence that he got any hana'a from any of his behaviors. We know that we don't like his behavior and we give him malchus, but he didn't get any hana'a from it, and therefore he's not a Rasha D'chamas, and therefore he's able to be made. Inami says Tosfos, Hasam kasher mishum di yitzro tokfo kol kach v'chashuv ka'anus. Avalarviya in Yisrotok for Kolkach. He says another difference might be that when it's a normal Arayos relationship, there's a tremendous Yetzer Hara for it. And since there's a tremendous Yetzer Hara for it, it might not be considered Stam L'Teyavon. It might be considered that it's beyond his control, that it's a bit of an anus. But when you're dealing with a homosexual relationship, the assumption is that the Yetzer Hara for something like that is not nearly as strong, and if a person is willing to cave to that Yetzer Hara, then the person, the assumption is, the willingness to cave to that Yetzer Hara makes him a Rasha D'Chamas, because we see the same Svara, that for a little bit of Hadna'a, he's willing to go against what the Ribbono Shalom says. The Gemara goes on, Rava Amar, Adam Karavet Alatzmo, Ve'enal de Mesim Atzmo Rasha. Rava says, no, wait a second. You're going to say that if a guy comes into Beis Din and accuses someone else of having a homosexual relationship with him, and he has another aid to be mitzdarif with him, that we don't accept him at all because he's a Rasha? He says, no, it's not that, he's not believed about himself to say that he's a Rasha. So he should be acceptable to be made against the other guy, because we don't believe him about his own part in the relationship. But we will believe him about the other guy. That's what Rashi adds in. You have to say that. The Rashi in the last two lines, V'nerag haroveya. The roveya is still going to be killed. D'palginu dibura. We divide the edus of this fellow. Me'aminu le'legabe chavre. V'lo me'aminu le'legabe dide. Lifsal le'edus. We're going to believe him legabe his friend. We're simply not going to believe him legabe himself. That's the idea of palginu dibura. That we're going to believe what he says about the other guy because there's no reason not to. But we're not going to believe him about himself because ein adam esem atzmo rasha. A person is, ein adam esem atzmo rasha. A person has no nemanus about himself to say that he's a rasha. There's a tshuvas Rashba in Siman Elif Reish Lamed Zayin where he writes that the whole idea of palginu dibura is only when you can literally take the first half of his sentence and cut it off at a certain point and say, okay, we believe that, and then we don't believe the rest of the sentence. So it has to be, the edus needs to be formulated in such a way that it lends itself to cutting off half of the sentence, right? If a person says, Eishes Ploni Zanse Imi, so we're going to believe that Eishes Ploni was Mazana, we're just not going to believe the Imi part. We're not going to believe the last part. But if he says, Basi El Eishes Ploni, same exact edus. Eishes Ploni Zanse Imi and Basi El Eishes Ploni mean the same thing. But says the Rashba, Basi El Eishes Ploni, we're not going to say Palgin Dibura. Because where are you going to cut off the statement? Basi? What do you mean? He's involved. That's so we're already listening to the first half. Or Ravatius Ploni. And if you say Ravatius Ploni, so there's nowhere to cut it off. So we're not going to say Palgina Dibura. As soon as he says Ravati, he's Nifsal. He can't be made, so we're not going to believe what he says after that. And the Rashba's Raya is from our Gemara. The Gemara says Ploni Ravani Liritzoni. It doesn't say Ravatius Ploni. If it wanted to say a more direct way of saying that that he had a Bia could have been Ravatius Ploni. Why does it say Ploni Ravani Liritzoni, that he had a homosexual intercourse? It could have said Ravatius Ploni instead of Ploni Ravani Liritzoni. Difference is, if you say Ravatius Ploni, there's nowhere to cut it off. There's nowhere to cut the statement off and say, okay, we believe that part, not the next part. Similarly, the Gemara is going to say in the next line, Ploni Ba'al Ishti. It doesn't say Basi Al Ishas Ploni. Why? Because Ploni Ba'al, right? That you can cut off, but not Basi. Once you say Basi, you're already getting yourself involved. That's the Rashba's Rayas. The Nodbi Yehuda in a Chuvan Madurakama, Evan Ezer Simonayan Beis, in the Stiras Heter Asheni, says that he doesn't understand this Rashba. He says, he's Matmiya on a Bar Haleva Vnaki Asechel Kamahu. He says, how could the Rashba miss such an obvious analysis of the Gemara? He says, this idea that we have this machlokas over here in our Gemara, you have to realize that it's a machlokas in our Gemara, whether we say Palgina Dibura. The reason the Gemara couldn't say a case of Ravatius Ploni instead of Ploni Ravani is because if he says Ravatius Ploni, then there's no such thing as Ones. You can't say that it was a situation of ones, because we have a concept of ein kishrei el das. So it wouldn't be shaykh for Rav Yosef to be cholik in such a case between ones and ratzon, because there would be no case of ones, and that's why the Gemara didn't formulate it as ploni ravani l'ratzoni, because that's the only way you can cut a sentence in half. No, the Gemara formulated it in that way because we have to be talking about the nirva and not the roveya. Otherwise, there's no chilik between ones and ratzon. So the Chiddush Harim points out that if the Nod Bihuda would just add one letter into the Rashba, he wouldn't have had a kasha at all. The lashon of the Rashba is v'hainu d'lo nakit biravati obasi. He says all the Nod Bihuda would have had to do is change the beis at the beginning of the word biravati into a nun. Chiddush Harim says it likely is a typo anyway. The beis and the nun look very similar. It says the point is not that the Gemara should have said Ravati as Ploni. The Gemara should have said Nirvati as Ploni, meaning that I was Nirva from so and so, in which case the Rashba's point still stands, that Nirvati, there's nowhere to cut off that sentence. Can you be Mechalik between Onus and Ratzon? Yes, when you're saying Nirvati, you're saying that you're the victim. So then you could certainly be Mechalik between Onus and Ratzon. And the Nod Bihuda's Raya about the statement about Ploni Ba'al Ishti, as opposed to saying Basi Al Eishes Ploni, he says, no, Basi Al Eishes Ploni doesn't help you either. The Gemara is going to say the whole Chiddush of Ploni Ba'al Ishti is the fact that one might have thought that one's wife is different than other relatives. Basi al Ishes Ploni doesn't teach us that chiddush. The whole chiddush of the Gemara of Ploni Baal Ishti is that it's my wife. I'm being made about my own wife. And that's the chiddush, that it's the same as other relatives, that a person's karav etzel ishto. But to say that, had the Gemara given an example of Basi al Ishes Ploni, we never would have had that chiddush. So he doesn't understand the diyukim of the Nod Bihuda in being chalik on the Rashba. The Rashba said as a good diuk to begin with.
But if you say Nirvati, you don't make yourself a Rosh until you say, you could say Nirvati, and it was known as. You don't make yourself a Rosh just by saying
Right, right, exactly. Meaning that's why he's saying that he doesn't understand why the Rashba assumes that. I'm sorry, that's why the Chiddush HaRim is saying, he doesn't understand what the Nod Bihuda's Kasha is. Nod Bihuda's Kasha is, oh, you had to say Ploni Ravani as opposed to Ravati, because if you were to say Ravati, the Nod Bihuda's whole point was that if you were to say Ravati, you can't be Mechalik between Onus and Ratzon. Says the Rashba, say Nirvati, and then you can be Mechalik between Onus and Ratzon. Right? And then the second point was that the Nod Bihuda asked on the Rashba, also from the case of Ploni Baal Ishti, that there could be another reason why we don't say Basi Al Ishes Ploni, and that's simply because of the idea of Adam Karav Etzel Ishto is the exact Chiddush of the Gemara. This whole idea of Ein Adam Esim Asmo Rasha is also an interesting discussion. Berkei Yosef, for instance, discusses in Siman Lamed Daled, do we say Ein Adam Esim Asmo Rasha for an Issur D'Rabbanan? Is that only Ein Adam Esim Asmo Rasha Midar Raisa, or even for an Issur D'Rabbanan as well? So he quotes from a Rashi in Ksubas Daf Yechesem Beis that says a person is neman to say Psulei Eidus Hayinu Shanachnu Mesachkim Bekuvia. A person is neman to say that he's Psulei Eidus because he gambled. So he says it sounds like that a person is able to say that he's a Rasha Midar Rabbanan, that he's violated from D'Rabbanan, because gambling is Asur Midar Rabbanan. So the Birkei Yosef says, whoa, wait a second, that's a big sugya. Gambling is Asur Midar Rabbanan? Not so pashut. We're going to get to it soon. It might be that it's just Eino Osik B'Yeshuva Shalolam, which is certainly not a nice thing, but it may not even be an Issur D'Rabbanan. It may not even rise to that level. So if it's not even an Issur D'Rabbanan, then it wouldn't be a problem. There also might be exceptions to Eino Adam Esim Asma Rasha besides for Yisurim D'Rabbanan. The Chavis Yair is a famous tshuva of a case of a woman, Chavis Yair in Siman Ayin Beis, discusses a woman who was on her deathbed, and she was saying vidui on her deathbed, and part of her vidui was that she was mezana, you know, that she cheated on her husband, and then just her luck, she got better, and now her husband says, really? Were you really mezana? So the question is, Ein Adam Esim Asmo Rasha? Maybe we shouldn't believe her because Ein Adam Esim Asmo Rasha. So the Chavis Yair says, no, she's aser. She's definitely aser to her husband. Why? Either because this was not said in a way that was a derech edos, it was derech tshuva, and anything that said derech tshuva and vidui, we're going to believe. Or we assume enad mechaziv b'shas misa. You don't joke around about things b'shas misa. A person can't make things up like that b'shas misa. So those are two possible exceptions to the rule of enad mesem atzma rasha. Chassam Sofer also. Chassam Sofer is quoted in the Pesukei Teshuva in Simin Aleph in Yerodeh in Hilchos Shechita, where let's say you have a shochet who's dying on his deathbed also, and he says in his vidui that he was matrif all sorts of meat. All of the meat he sold was trefus and nevelus, and he hasn't. So everyone needs to go kasher their kelim now. So the Chassam Sofer says, yeah, if a person says such a vidui b'shas misaso, so mistama, a person wouldn't joke around at a time like that. So that's a major discussion in the poskim, the various exceptions to the rule of Eino Demesu Matzma Rasha. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rava, Ploni Baal Ishti, if a guy says that Ploni was Baal my wife, Huva Achar Mitzar from Lahargo, he and somebody else could be Mitzarev to kill the person who slept with his wife. Avalola Harga, but not to kill his wife. Wow, what's the big chiddush of telling us that he can't be mitzayif with the other guy to kill his wife? That we say palgina dibura? Of course we say palgina dibura. We just said palgina dibura. So answers Gemara, no. Ma'u detema adam karvetz alatzma amrinan etzalishta lo amrinan kamash mlan. We might have thought that we're going to say a person is karvetz alatzmo, but we're not going to say that a person is karvetz al ishto. So kamash mlan, that he's karvetz alishto, and therefore we're not going to believe him legabe his wife, but we'll believe him lagabi the guy who slept with his wife. What would the havamin have been? That he's karav etzel atzmo, not etzel ishto, and therefore what? Therefore what would we do to the wife? So says Tosfos, etzel ishto lo arminon, afakav de masnisin hi bezaborer de bal ki ishto linin edus, salka daito chacha de machmas migo de mehemen lahargo, mehemen laharga. The havamin is that he would have been able to kill her as well. That his edus would be enough to knock her off as well, because our adam karov, Eitzel Ishto, and therefore we're gonna kill them both. Now that's how Rashi seems to understand as well. Eitzel Ishto Lo Arminon Adam Karav Litnin Palgina Dibura Vahol Mehem Nahu Dibura L'Miktalei L'Chavrei L'Kitalu Nami L'Dida. And the Havamina is just like he would have been able to kill the other guy, he should be able to kill her as well. The Rush in the first parak of Makos in Simon Yud Gimel quotes in the name of the Chuvas HaRaivid that Eidus Shabbatla Maksasa Batla Kula. Generally, we have a rule that if part of an Eidus is invalid, the entire Eidus is invalid. So if a person is a Karov for some of the Eidus, he's possible for the entire Eidus, and the entire Eidus is not believed. Frekt the Rush in the name of the Raivid. Wait a second, what about Adam Karavet Alatzmo and Palginan Dibura? What about our sugya? We say that a person is not believed about his wife, and therefore we're not going to believe him about that part of the Eidus. But we don't say Eidus about the Mitzas about the Kula. We believe him about the other part of the Eidus. Right? So says the Ravid, Ratzlomer, De Enoshu Nechshav Kikarov Mamish, Ela De Enze Begeder Eidus Klal. When we say Palgina Diburu, what we say is that it's not called an Eidus at all when you say such Eidus. It's not that you're a Karov. It's that it's simply not Eidus. When you're being made on yourself, that's not called Eidus, as we discussed yesterday. The difference between Psule Eidus and not having a shame Eid Klal. By Psule Eidus, we're going to say Eidus Shabbat L'Muksas Shabbat L'Kula. When you don't have a shame Eid Klal, then we're going to say Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, Palgina Dibura. So over here, the Chiddush of the Gemara is that just like Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo, Ishto Kigufo teaches me that your wife is yourself. But had it been any other Karov besides for your wife, then we would say Edusha Batla Muksasa Batla Kula. Right, so the idea over here is, what was the Havamina then? The Havamina was that I might have thought we say Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo Velo Eitzel Ishto, and therefore what? If it's Velo Eitzel Ishto. That if you're not considered, your wife is not considered yourself, she's considered some other relative, then you would say Eidu Shabbat L'Maksasa, but L'Kula, that the whole Eidu should be thrown out the window, and you wouldn't be able to kill the wife nor the other guy. The exact opposite of the way Rashi and Tosfos explain the Havamina. Where Rashi and Tosfos explain the Havamina is that not only can you kill the other guy, you can kill your wife too, because she's not a Karov. No, the Havamina is that she is a Karov, and but she's like every other Karov in the world, where it's Eidu Shabbat L'Maksasa about L'Kula. That's how the Ravid says. Any difference between the Ravid, any Nafkaminas La'alach, between the Ravid and the Rosh on the one side, and Rashi and Tosfos on the other? So a person is made Ploni Ba'alach also. or in any other krovim. According to Rashi tells us, Palgina Dibura, and he's neman to be Harikim, but not to be Harikur. According to the Ravid, no, Eitusha Batla Muksasa Batla Kula, we wouldn't accept anything that he says. Or let's say you made Shari Duyos Alishto together with two other Eidim. You made Eidus with your wife together with two other Eidim who are both kosher. According to the Ravid, it's not going to be a situation of Nimtzach and Mem Karav Apostle because you don't have a shame made at all. So it's not Nimtzach and Min Eidim Karav Apostle. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it would be Nimtzach Echad Min Eidim Karav Apostle. Lebedek Sugya. Says in Gemara Vayter, Vamarava, Ploni Baal Nara Amurasa Vuhuzmu, Narogin Ved Mishalm and Mamon. If a person is made that Ploni was Baal and Nara Amurasa, and then they became Eidim Zomman, so they get killed because they try to get Ploni killed for being Baal and Nara Amurasa. But they don't pay money. Why? Because they weren't trying to be Mechayev Ploni any money. How do we know they weren't trying to be Mechayev Ploni any money? Because they never identified the Nara Murasa. So Amotzi Mechaver Alav Raya, there's no Nara Murasa in the world who ever would have been able to get paid from Ploni because we never identified who he had the beer with. But let's say you identify the Narum Rasi, say Bito Shaploni Vuhuzmu, then Neragnu Mishalman Mammon. Then he's going to get killed and he's going to have to pay. Mammon Lazel, Nefashos Lazel, because the Chiv Misa is to one person, the Chiv Mammon is to another person. If you look at Rashi, Umishalman Mammon, a few lines into it, he says, Velo Pliga de Rava de Rav Yosef Damr Leel. This is not against what Rav Yosef said previously, that the Eidei HaBaal will get killed and will not pay the money. Because over there the money is really to the same person. Over there the money is also relates to her. Once they have Nisuin, it's her ksuba money that she's entitled to. So that's where you're going to say that you potter from the mammon. Aval hecha de lo nises hanach tashlum da zama da avninu. But when she doesn't have Nisuin, then the money doesn't relate to her. The money relates to her father. Because kol shvach nura lavia, anything that comes out from her narus goes to her father, does not yet go to her. Says the Gemara Vayter, Vamarava, Ploni Rava Ashar Vuhuzmu, Narogin Vein Mishalman Mammon. Edim are made that someone was Roveya Ashar, and they become Edim Zomin, so they get killed because they tried to get Ploni killed, but they don't have to pay money because they weren't trying to get the Shar killed. How do I know they weren't trying to get the Shar killed? They never identified the Shar, so we never would have been able, so there's no Chiv Mammon. Sharusha Ploni Vuhuzmu, but if they identify who the Shar is and they become Edim Zomin, Naragnu Mishalman Mammon, they're going to get killed for trying to kill the person who committed the bestiality, and they're going to have to pay money to the Baal Hashar, whose Shar they tried to get killed as well. Mammon Lazen, Nefashos Lazen, the money is to one person, to the Baal Hashar, the Nefashos is owed to the other person who they accused of bestiality, and therefore they're going to be chayiv both punishments. So frak the Gemara, hasu lamali, hainu hach. How many times can you tell me the same idea? That when you chayiv mammon to one guy and nefashos to another guy, you chayiv both. Okay, we got it. Why would you have to tell me the same halacha in the case of shor? So we already had it in the case of narum rasa. So we shum to the reason why we mentioned it is because there's a shaila that's raised in relation to this second case. The bayi rava ploni rava shori mahu. What if a person doesn't say ploni was roveya a shor and you identify the shor shoro shel ploni? No. What if you say ploni was roveya my shor? Do we say a person is a karvet al atzmo, and that's why we're going to say that palgina dibura, but we're not going to say a person is karvet al mamono? Maybe we're even going to go so far as to say that a person is karvet al mamono because it's his shar. Baser debaya hadar pashta. So after we ask the shayla, we reposhate the shayla. Adam karvetzel atzmo, ve'in adam karvetzel mamono. We assume that a person is karvetzel atzmo, but we assume that we don't say a person is karvetzel mamono. So you would not say palgina dibura to be mehemna chavre, but not on the shar. Right, as opposed to saying if you would say karva adam etzel atzmo, so you would be palgina dibura.
Do we not say kamim in ravne for being a zomim, or because it's going to different people?
When it goes through different people, right? So another important Rashi, Hadar Pashta, says Rashi, Lo Amrinan Adam Kar Veitzel Mamono Le'inyin Palgi Dibura V'Ashar Yisakel. We're not going to say Adam Kar Veitzel Mamono, and therefore he's the Shar is going to get Skila. Aiv Chiamrin B'Tmura Rovea Unirva Al Pia Bailim. The Gemara in Tamur seems to assume that the shor will not get niskala on your on the word of its own owner. Hani mili hecha delohi idu al bailim ala rovea mihu, owi idu velohaya eid sheni imahem, aval hacha de gavra miktal al pi bala shar, lo palgin diburim isham mamon. Right? He says the difference is, do you have any evidence to the actual rovea over there? If you don't have any evidence against the person who was rovea, so then you're going to say, then maybe you're going to say that that it's eno niskal and it's asr l'gavoa, right? But in our case, we're talking about where you have strong evidence against the perpetrator, against the person who is raveya. Fine, says Mar Viter. Malkus b'shlosha. The Mishnah had said that in order to be mechayiv someone malkus, you need three dayanim. Minani mili. Where do we get that idea from? Amarafuna makra ushvatum shnayim. Ushvatum implies a plural, and a plural is two people. Vein bezin shatul mosif naleim orechad. But we know that you can never have two dayanim on a bezin. You always need at least one more. You always need an odd number. So we add one more. Harekan shlosha. And that's how we end up with three dayanim. Elameata frek the Gemara. What do you mean? Keep reading the parsha. Vitzdiku. That's also plural. It should be another shnayim. Virishiu. That's also plural. It should be another shnayim. So if you have shnayim plus shnayim plus shnayim, so that's six. You can't have an even number. Harekan shiva. Therefore, you should have seven dayanim when it comes to dini makus. So answers the Gemara. No, ahumi bai lekidu ula. We need those psukim teach us like ula. Damar ula remes leidim zomim min haTorah minayin. Ula says, how do we know a remes to the concept of leidim zomim from the Torah? Frak the Gemara remes leidim zomim vaksiv kasher zamam. I have a good hint to where in the Torah you're going to find a remes leidim zomim. How about when the Torah tells you about leidim zomim? What kind of kash is that? Ela remes leidim zomim shalokin minayin. No, kasher zamam tells me that when an eid zomim, when a person becomes an eid zomim, we give him kasher. What he wanted to do to the other guy. How do I know that when we can't do kasher zamam, the first mishnah makos, that when we can't do kasher zamam, instead we give him malkus? That when you say the person is ben grusha ben chalutza, so I'm not even a kohen. What do you mean? You can make me a ben grusha ben chalutza? No, so you give me malkus instead. How do I know that that's the punishment when there is no kasher zamam to do? So dechsiv itztikva satzadik v'yirshiu es harasha. We derive it from those phrases. What does that mean? The Pashpshan Pasuk doesn't make any sense. Because we prove the righteous to be right and the evil to be evil. So therefore you get Malkus because someone did the right thing and he was Mashiach the Rasha, he was Matzdik the Tzadik. That's a good thing. No, what does it mean? Ela Edim Sher Shiva Tzadik. No, what it means is if there were Edim that were Mashiach the Tzadik, Va'asu Edi Achrini Vitzdikos Tzadik Dmeikara, and then other Edim come and set it straight by making the first Edim Edim Zomim, Vishavin Lahanach Rashaim, and they make the first Edim Rashaim, then Vahayim Bin Akos HaRasha. What do we do with those original Edim who are now proven to be Rashaim? Vahayim Bin Akos HaRasha. Bottom line is, you can't learn from Vitzdiku Virshiu to add on more Dayanim to Dini Malkus. Because those phrases, Vitzdiku Virshiu, are there to teach us the din that Edom Zomim get Malkus when you can't do Kasher Zomim. So, in fact, the Gemara, V'tepeklei Milosane, why don't you say that you're going to get Malkus because Losane? It's a violation of a Losase in the Torah. Whenever you have a Losase in the Torah, you always get Malkus. What do you need to be so fancy that Edom Zomim get Malkus because Vitzdiku Virshiu, Vahayim Bin? No, just say losan. It's a violation of the law. Answers Gemara Mishum Dehavli Lav Shein Bo Maisa. V'kal Lav Shein Bo Maisa Ein Lokan Lav. No, losan is a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. You don't get Malkus on a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So we would not have given a Malkus had we not had an explicit drasha that tells me that even though Edim Zomim don't do a Maisa, nevertheless they still get Malkus on it. Frek Tosos, wait a second. What about Rabbi Yudo who holds that you are Lokan on a Lav Shein Bo Maisa? So then we should be back to our question. That the Tzdiku and Virshiu are extra, and you should need seven Dayanim. for Dine Malkus. If you hold that you do get Malkus on a Lav Shein B'maisa Losan, it would have been enough to teach me that Edom Zomim get Malkus. So this little Tosos of here, Tosos points out, I feel that Rabbi Yehuda did this called Dr. Lokan Alav, Asi Haishnuya. So I mean, Edom Zomim Yalaflav, the Rabbi Yehuda Parakam the Malkus. No, the answer still works, because where does Rabbi Yehuda know that you get Malkus on a Lav Shein B'maisa? He learns it from Edom Zomim. He says, what did the Edom Zomim do already? They didn't do a Maisa, they just spoke, and still they get Malkus. Where does he know that Edom Zomim get Malkus? It's Diku Virshiu. He gets it from, he has to learn it from this exact Limud. So it's a circular reasoning if you were to assume that it would be a problem for Rabbi Yehuda. No, Rabbi Yehuda, once we have this Gemara, then Rabbi Yehuda says that Edom Zomim is not an exception, it's the prototype. That whenever you have a Lav Shein B'maisa, you're going to get Malkus on it. Tosos points out, we could have said that you don't get Malkus Edom Zomim anyway, because it's Lav Shein Nitan L'Asaras Mises Beisdin. Forget about the fact that it's Lav Shein B'maisa. It's also Nitan L'Asaras Mises Beisdin. Edom Zomim very often can be subject to Mises Beisdin. Fine, that's okay. The Gemara B'Metzia, Daf Tzadi, talks about Chasma B'kol V'in Higa B'kol. Losachsum Shar B'disha, Losa Say in the Torah. What if you lead it using your voice? So Rabbi Yudom R'chayiv, because Hakim Asfas of Havi Maisa. He assumes that moving your lips is called a Maisa. So Tosos, over there, in B'Metzia Daf Tzadi, and in Mesech Shavuos, says that Tosos points out rather that in Mesech Shavuos, it's Mavur that Dibur is not a Maisa. So how can you say that Hakim Asfas of Havi Maisa? Is Dibur Maisa or is Dibur not a Maisa? So Tulsus has a very important chiluk. He says, by Chasima it's different, because the Dibur is not just Dibur alone, it's Dibur that directly leads to a Maisa. By you telling the Shor what to do, where to go, it goes and does it, and it actually does a Maisa based on your Dibur. It's like, this probably would have been a hard concept to understand without modern technology, but it's like voice activation. Right? When you can cause something to happen, you can say, Knight Rider, Kit, start my car, right? Right. You're just talking into your watch or whatever, and nevertheless, the Maisa happens as a result of it. That's where we're going to say Akima Svasov is a Maisa. But when nothing happens as a result of what you're talking, nothing happens as a direct result of your talking, then we're not going to say Akima Svasov is a Maisa. Fine. Says Gemara Vayter. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Basim V'Shlosh. Rabbi Shmuel says for Dini Malkios you need 23 Dayan. In my time with Rabbi Shmuel, why? He derives Russia from Chayavimisos. Ksiv hachavayim binakosa Russia by Malkus. It uses the term Russia. Uksiv hasmashar hu Russia lamus. So you see that the person is considered that the word Russia is used in both places. Malalan besum v'shloshah just like by Chayavimisos, you need 23 dayanim. Afkan besum v'shloshah. So too by Chayavim Malkios, you need 23 dayanim. Rava Amar, Rava will say Malkus b'makom misa omedes. Rava says no. You know why Malkus gets 23 dayanim, according to Rabbi Shmuel? It's because Malkus is b'makom misa. It takes the place of misa. What do you mean it takes the place of misa? So says Rashi, very frightening. De kivan da avar al asharas boro, ro'i hu lamus. Anyone who is over on the asara of the Ribbono Shel Olam and what the Ribbono Shel Olam tells you not to do deserves to die. And says Rashi that Malkus is one of the Misos Beisdin. We're familiar with Dalet Misos Beisdin. In reality, there are Hay Misos Beisdin. And the fifth one is Malkus. Just most of the time, you don't die from it. But that's just the Torah being nice to us. But certainly someone deserves to die when they violate the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, Amar Vachar Brei Rav the Ravashi, Ihachi Umdun Alamali, Limchi Evi Ma'as Lemus. Why is it then that Beisdin has doctors, that Sanhedrin has doctors that evaluate how much the guy can handle? Who cares how much the guy can handle? Beat him up until you hit the number 39 or until he's dead. Why would you measure what he has to handle? If Malkus is ideally, in an ideal world, Malkus is really a type of Misa, so good, let it be a Misa. So Amar Krav Nikla Chichol Leinecha, Ki machis agave dechayim machis. Now we have Gzeres HaKasav that when you hit him, you have to be hitting a live person. Now there's no havamina that after he's dead, you would still be hitting him, that if he died on the 30th, you give him 9 more after he's dead. No, but what we're saying is that the point is we don't want to get to a point where you would be giving him, you would still want to be giving him more, and the guy is dead already. Well, wait a second. Why then do we say if a guy really is can handle 20 malkios? And we know that you have to always do roi l'shtalish. The number that you give him has to be divisible by 3. So what do we say? We give him 18. But wait a second. If the whole point is you just don't want to be hitting a dead man. But the fact, if he actually dies from the malchus, it's not a problem. You just don't want to be hitting a dead man. So then, limchia esrim chada, lichimais b'hachad lemus. The guy could handle 20. It's the 21st that's going to kill him. So good. So give him 21. That's divisible by 3. And you're not going to be hitting a dead man, because when you hit him on the 21st time, he'll still be alive, and that will be great. And Malchus is supposed to be a type of Misa. Daki Machus, Agav D'chayika Machus. That way, when you're hitting a live person. Amar Lei said, no. Amar Krav Nikla Achicha Lenecha, Acha Shalaka Achicha Bi'in Avaleka. Now, even after you give him Malchus, he still needs to be a chicha, and he's not a chicha in that case. Now, the Rabbanan who say that you need Malkus Peshlosha, so yesh la'ayin a little bit what their real reason is. Do they just disagree with the whole Svara of Rava, and they say that Malkus is not a form of Misa? Or do they say, no, even though Malkus is a form of Misa, they had a special drasha. They had their own limud from Ushvatum, that they darshan that Ushvatum is in plural, and the minimum plural is 2, and therefore it must be 3. And the Rambam, interestingly, in Perek Tezayin, Halacha Aleph, writes that even though Malkus is b'shlosha, he says it is b'makom misa. Now it would seem to be that if you hold Malkus b'makom misa, then you hold b'chaf gimel. So Elamai, what do you see from the Rambam? That even those who hold Malkus is b'shlosha agree in principle that it's b'makom misa. L'may nafka minu that it's b'makom misa? So the Kesef Mishnah points out, you need mumchin, you need edim, hasra, drisha, chakira, has all the other dinim of dinei nefashos, except for the number of judges. So that's all a function of the fact that we assume that Malkus is, in fact, b'makom misa. Ibra chodesh b'shlosha. So we said that in order to be ma'abr l'chodesh, you need 3 dayanim. So to be ma'abr l'chodesh, you need a beis din to be ma'abr l'chodesh. So it says Gemara chishuv lo katani. It doesn't say chishuv ha'chodesh to make the cheshbon of whether you should be ma'abr l'chodesh. Kiddush lo katani. It doesn't say to be mekadesh l'chodesh, meaning on the 30th day to already say it's Rosh Chodesh. Eli Ibor, it says Ibra Chodesh, meaning to say that the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh. Why do you need to do anything? Lo lik to show Melel Aber. Just don't be Makadish, and then it will become Uber on its own. So I'm Rabbi, Tni Kiddush HaChodesh. No, what you have to say is that Kiddush HaChodesh, you need a Beis Din to be Makadish the Chodesh. To be Ma'aber the Chodesh, you don't need a Beis Din, that happens on its own. Obviously, if the 30th day wasn't Rosh Chodesh, 32nd day is not going to be Rosh Chodesh, it's obviously going to be the 31st day. So you don't need to do anything. But Kiddush HaChodesh, to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, that you actually need a Beis Din to do. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim, what do we do nowadays? If you need a Beis Din in order to make a day 30 Rosh Chodesh, well then how do we ever make a day 30 Rosh Chodesh? We don't have a Beis Din who's qualified to deal with it. So the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Kuf Nun Gimel, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel, that Bizman Azeh, Bavonoseinu Rabbim, we don't have smuchim, so the Rishonim deal with this, and he says, granted, Rabbi Hillel Nasi was Megala, the Sodi Ibor Vacheshbon, nevertheless, we don't have smicha, so we don't have a Bezin that could do it. So he says that, he raises the kasha of what in the world do we do nowadays. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says that it was Hillel himself who's Mekadesh the Chodesh and Ma'abr the Shanim Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu. So it was Hillel Beis Dino that took care of it. So that's why it's taken care of already. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva, I'm sorry, the Rashba also says like the Ramban. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Parakei Halacha Beis, says that no, that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that when there's a Sanhedrin, that's when you need a Sanhedrin to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. When there's no Sanhedrin, then there's no such requirement. If there's no Sanhedrin in play, then we can do it on our own. We don't need a Sanhedrin to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So that's a fundamental machlokas. So is the Kiddush HaChodesh that we have nowadays still Alpi Beis Din? Alpi the Beis Din of Hillel HaZaken? Or is it, no, we don't need it to be Alpi Beis Din anymore. Now we could do it even without a qualified Sanhedrin to actually do it. Margolia Siyam quotes an idea that perhaps it's a din in smicha, that the halacha is that if all of Klal Yisrael agrees to something, the Rambam writes that you can give smicha, and we said that you can give smicha for some things and not for others. So maybe when all of Klal Yisrael decides to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, that's like a din of smicha for all of Klal Yisrael. Vayitzin l'gemara. Tani nami achi. Kiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barashanu B'shloshu Divrei Meir. Amar Rava v'ha'ibor katani. But it says ibor. How can you say that it means Kiddush HaKadosh? Ela Amar Rava Kiddush B'yom Ibor B'shlosha. If you want to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh on the day that would be the day of Ibor, the 30th day of the month, you need 3 dayanim. Achar Ibor Lekha Kiddush. Once it's already 30 days of Rosh Chodesh, now it's the 30 days of the previous month, and now it's already the 31st day, so then there's no need for Kiddush. Umani Reb Lazar ben Tzadik, the time Reb Lazar ben Tzadik Omer, Im lo nir bizmano, ein mekachino, so shekfar kichu b'shamayim. That once you're at the 31st day, there's no need to be Mekadesh. In Shemayim, it's already Mekudash. Rav Nachman Omer Kiddush Achar Ibor B'shlosha, B'yom Ibor Lekha Kiddush. Kiddush HaKodesh, after the Ibor, you need 3 dayanim. On the Yom Ibor, there's no Kiddush. Umani Plemo Hui, and that's going like the sheet of Plemo. The Tanya Plemo Bizmano Ein Mekadshin Oso. So counterintuitive. That when the Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, is on the 30th day, you don't need to be Mekadesh, because that's normal. Shelo Bizmano Mekadshin Oso. Why do you call it a Chodesh that's Mu'uber, pregnant month? Meaning that's an anomaly, that it's unusual to have a 31st day. So that's where you need to be Mekadesh. A 30th day of the month, and the 31st day be Rosh Chodesh. That's where you need to be Mekadesh. Ravashi Amar Li Olam Chishuv Katani. Umay Ibor, Chishuv Di Ibor. Really, it should say Chishuv, and Ibor means Chishuv Di Ibor. Vaidi Dekabay Lemisni, Ibor Shana, Tanami Ibor Chodesh. Why does he use the term Ibor if it really means just the Cheshbin needs to be done with the Bezin of Shlosha? It means that because once it said Ibor Shana, he uses the term Ibor Chodesh. Chishuv Chodesh in, Kiddush Chodesh lo. So we see that Chishuv Chodesh, according to that Shita, needs a Bezin, but Kiddush Chodesh itself does not. So money Reb Lazar, that's going like Reb Lazar. Tanya Reb Lazar, Omer, Bein Bizmano, Bein Shalom Bizmano, Ein Mekachin Oso. Whether it's Bizmano on the 30th day or Shalom Bizmano on the 31st day, either way, according to this Shita, you don't need to be Mekadishit. What was the function of the Bezin? Only to make the cheshbin, but not for the actual kiddush. Namar of kiddush m'shnasa chamishim shana shana mat mekadesh from mekadesh yovlos from mekadesh shanim viat mekadesh chadashim. But we're not mekadesh chadashim. Okay, a little bit behind. We'll catch up tomorrow, hopefully.